Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we have back the lovely and talented Robin Alexander, and she's going to talk about her new books. Welcome, Robin.
Hi there, Sherry. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? How's it going?
It's going good. It's busy. Crazy busy.
Yes, I can relate. For those people who haven't listened to our previous chat, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself and your background?
Okay. Well, I write under the name of R.M. Alexander, and I write contemporary romance, romantic suspense, and a little bit of paranormal thriller. And that's actually what my projects are that are coming out here in a couple weeks. And been writing since I was 10, but my first debut novel came out a little over a year ago now. And that's about all there is to me.
And you have a very busy life because you're a mom and you teach your children and you're just a very busy lady.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of new projects happening right now. You want to tell a little bit about them and what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, Veil of Secrecy, which was the first of the Shadows trilogy, that is going to be going to Audible here within the next day or so. Just wrapping up the final ends with that. So that's going to be my first audiobook. And that's just been an amazing journey in of itself. I found an awesome narrator, and I just can't say enough about her. She makes the book sound good.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really an interesting adventure. And then the next two books, or last two books in that series, Dark Crossings and Revelations, those will both be releasing on March 20th. So the trilogy will be complete here within just a couple weeks.
That's cool. And so how do you feel that your series is going to be coming to an end?
Right now I'm frantically working on it, so I haven't quite gotten to that part of feeling sad or anything, but I know it's coming. The Shadows trilogy was actually started before my debut novel, so it's been a work in progress for 6 years, 5 years, I can't wrap my mind around it. And now for the trilogy to be down that final shoot here where it's going to be released and those characters, my writing journey with those characters is going to be coming to an end, I know on release day it's going to be awfully bittersweet because they've been those voices in my head now for a very many years.
Yeah, it's sort of strange that when you let it go, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of, like you said, bittersweet.
It is. It is. It's almost like saying goodbye to somebody for, you know, the last time or something like that. It's an odd thing.
Yeah, because they're real to us.
They are. They are.
Yeah,
although
they're part of our family.
Yeah. Although I can't really say the journey won't be completely coming to an end because Dark Crossings will be going into Audible during the month of April, and then in May, Revelations will be as well. So I still get to work with them a little bit, but the writing journey with them will be over here very quickly.
This is something I always fight with because I love to read. When your work, because we're both basically in the same spot right now. We're coming to the end of books and we're like fighting deadlines and trying to get our stuff done. Do you read during this period or do you, like, kind of push your own natural desire to chomp down on everything aside while you're working on your all your work?
I don't read very much during this period. There's just not enough hours in the day. But with the revision process, you know, you still get those parts where you're like, oh, how do I work this one section out? And the best thing for writer's block for me is picking up a book and reading. So I can't finish a book right now. It's just not possible. But I can pick it up and read. I'll read a couple sentences or I'll read a couple paragraphs, maybe a page or two. To fight through that writer's block, and then once that creative juice starts flowing again, I have to put it back down and revisit it. You know, I'll get back to reading probably here in a couple weeks, take a break before I start writing again and read a book and recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you read books that are like, because you write mostly science fiction and fantasy, do you read like other books like a mystery or classic or something else, or do you still read the type of book that you're writing?
Actually, I don't read that much the type of books I'm writing when I'm writing them, because I don't want somebody else's art to filter into my own, you know?
Yeah.
When you're writing, you know, it's not that you're trying to copy somebody else, but that voice gets in your head and it subconsciously leaks out onto the pages. So I, right now, the book that I toy with when I need a break from the writing is a Nora Roberts romance. It has, you know, it's the exact opposite of of what the Shadows trilogy is.
I devour mysteries usually because I write fantasy and science fiction. I'm a big mystery reader anyway. I just like mysteries, but that's where I go. Agatha Christie is a great place to lose yourself for an hour.
Actually, I can't say I've ever read one of, maybe I've read one of them when I was quite a bit younger, but I can't say that, I don't know that I've ever sat down and read one of her books in all.
I
mean, I've known
great characters. I mean, her characters are so four-dimensional that, I mean, four-dimensional, three-dimensional, sorry. well, they're four, but they're so alive, they come right through the page. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway.
You do. 4D is new 3D.
I think I'm too influenced by all the movies and stuff.
Right, exactly.
Well, hey, Shakespeare had characters breaking the fourth wall, so...
That's right.
It's gone on forever. Anyway, let's get back to your stuff. When you're under a deadline, other than like reading a little bit of a book, what else do you do to break it up?
Actually, there's not much I can do because my writing time is strictly when the kids go to bed. And so I get, realistically, I might get 2 hours a day to write. And when you're up against a deadline like this, and I always promise myself I'm never going to do this again. I'm never going to make myself this crazy. And I always do. But,
You can make all the promises you want. It just doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, with 2 hours a day, you know, by the time I sit down at night to write, I'm already tired because I've had a full day of homeschooling and chasing after the kiddos and, you know, laundry and dishes and dinner and yada, 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 you know, everything that everybody has to do. At nighttime, I might take maybe 2 minutes to play a quick online game, and that's it. But, you know, then I have to really crack down on myself and just start digging in Matter of fact, the last few days I haven't even been on social media that much because there is no time for me to.
Yeah.
I got it before I absolutely drop.
Do you have shows that not influence your writing, but just influence your creativity, like TV shows or any movie series or anything like that?
You know, I'm a huge movie buff, and a lot of times when I'm writing, I actually see the scene playing in my head. But and I have a lot of favorite TV shows. I love The Golden Girls. I love...
Oh, me too.
I love
I was
girls.
On
I,
that.
You know,
I saw
that.
I on there.
Yeah, I love those. I mean, I've seen all those episodes, you know, upteen million times. And
yeah.
I remember watching them with my grandmother when I was a kid. And you know, I absolutely adore them. I loved Dallas. The New Dallas was when it was on TNT. They just canceled that on me last fall. And you know, I have a few shows. Mostly I watch movies, but even that right now, my husband will pop in a movie and I'll be, you know, I might peek over, you know, on the side of my laptop screen and catch a scene here and there. But even that's in the background right now. I think the last time I sat down and watched a movie, probably Maleficent, and that came out, that came out on DVD, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago? That was the last time I took a break and actually sat down and watched a movie. It doesn't even happen very much anymore.
I know. The thing is that, to be honest, I'm just not that excited by a lot of the movies they have. this sounds very un-American, but I like British stuff better than American stuff, to be honest. I just can't get into a lot of the stuff that they promote in the movies I would watch the Oscars, and all the movies that I was interested in during the Oscars were the British films.
See, I didn't even watch that. I've never gotten into watching the Oscars or anything, and it's kind of strange because as much of a movie buff as I am, you know, before I really got into releasing books and that, my husband and I watched, it would be nothing for us to watch 4 or 5 movies a weekend. But you know, since I've been writing, I don't have as much time, and you know, I still try to catch what I can, but I've never been into any of the reward shows. It never got to me.
Well, I've watched them since I was a kid, and it was really boring this year. Sorry, Oscars, but it was you know, I was actually reading while I was watching the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
I think I worked a little bit on my writing, too. I was doing working on my edits, and I was reading a fan fiction story that I'm working on. It was so boring.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, okay, uh-huh. Oh, that's an ugly dress. Uh-huh, okay. 'Cause I really didn't care about who won. Well, most of the time, I mean, come on, most women watch the any of those shows because they want to see the clothes that the women are wearing.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been into it. Maybe that's why I don't like them. I've never been into it.
Like, what are they thinking? Oh, that's pretty.
I remember watching, you know, the Miss Universe pageants and stuff when I was a kid, and I used to like those, but I have never watched the Oscars. I'm just always seem boring. I don't know. I'm weird.
Well, there's certain things I watch, award shows I watch, because, like, I love the theater. I just adore the theater. And the only mm-hmm. time I ever got to see anything that was on Broadway was when I was a child. So, because I lived in New Jersey when I was 12 to 13. Other than that, everything I've ever seen was in Los Angeles or in San Diego. Or in London, mm-hmm. I saw one play. But so I like to watch the Tonys because they show mm-hmm. all the newest plays, and you know, you get to see the plays and the musicals, and you get it's little bits of it, and you never know when it's going to come to you or when you're going to be able to afford to see it. So mm-hmm. that's one show I watch with bated breath, going, "Oh, good!" And I mean, and they usually have Hugh Jackman being the host, and that's not hard to watch. anything Hugh Jackman's okay with me. And he's so good. He's music. He actually there was an old movie with a really wonderful dancer who was named Bobby Van, and he jumped. It was actually in Death Entertainment. He jumped all through the town because he was so happy because he was in love. And mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman actually duplicated that. He jumped down Broadway, and then jumped in the theater. And then there was a TV screen of Bobby Van doing the same thing, and he tipped his head toward him, just showing that it was a tribute toward him, and he went on to stage jumping. That's what great shape the guy's in.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
No, I know I can't do that. Even when I was young and dancing, I couldn't have done that. That's a strong center. Very strong legs.
Yes.
But anyway,
I certainly can't do that. Maybe that's how I can get rid of
the weight. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe she should start. Maybe jump roping is a good thing to think about.
But we digress.
Yes, way off. Anyway, no, it's just because there's a lot of writers who listen to the show. And,
yeah.
You know, we all get to the point where we put so much on ourselves. And it's a lot mm-hmm. really putting in our, you know, the publisher, you're doing one book and then you may be starting a second book. I usually am working on three books at the same time in different areas.
Yeah.
And then I throw other stuff on myself. Like I've gotten engrossed in the series called Miss Fisher's Murder Mystery. So I actually have become really engrossed and I started writing fan fiction for it. Anyway, so I added that on top of all the other stuff I'm working on like an idiot. So you need distraction for a little bit just so you're not insane.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, it's I can, like I said, with my 2 hours that I get at night, distractions are really bad because distractions can set me back entire weeks. Just one 15-minute distraction and it's blown.
Now, are you talking about little child distraction, mommy, I want a glass of water distraction, or a distraction like a...
Well, kiddos abhor bedtime. They hate it. So bedtime is 7:30, but fall asleep time is probably like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So until fall asleep time, I don't get to write. And so then my distraction after fall asleep time is I'm already on Facebook, you know, chatting with this person or chatting with that person or, you know, doing the typical social media type stuff. And, you know, I love it. I love it.
It's addictive.
Yes. And then when it's time to sit down and write, you're like, oh, but I'm in the middle of this great conversation. I can't stop. And, yeah. So there. So instead of starting writing at 9:30, 10 o'clock, like I really should, it becomes 10, 10:30, quarter to 11. And then I'm up until 12:30, 1 o'clock, trying to knock out these chapters. And, you know, it gets to the point where I'm like, when I finally turn off the computer and lay down, I think it takes me a whole of 1 second to fall asleep because I worked myself to the point of exhaustion.
Oh, God. Yeah,
no,
I know.
But it's all good. It's all good.
And I'm running. I'm working on my book. I'm working on the show. And I don't know. And I'm working on other stuff. And it's like I'm also working on a play. And it's like you have to have a little distraction because if you don't, you're not going to, like I said, be sane. I mean, you can't be so focused on your writing that you lose track of your reality.
Right.
I mean, you know, we all have family, we all have other stuff, and we need entertainment because if you don't have it, your brain just goes and it's not healthy. That's what I meant. You know, I don't mean distraction.
Yeah, no,
like, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't do very much of that entertainment stuff. On weekends, we'll get out, you know, and do our things. And I think that's probably when my distraction comes in, is when I get out of the house and run my errands or weed, you know, take the girls and go somewhere fun or, you know, something like that. That's my distraction. And then that night again at 10 o'clock, I'm back at it. But, yeah, that's my distraction. I don't getting hooked on television shows and stuff, especially when you have deadlines, it just doesn't work because then you can't reach your deadlines. And yeah. But
yeah.
I know what you're saying, because aside from the Two Shadows trilogy, you know, the trilogy trying to wrap up, I have another trilogy I'm starting. The first book is in first draft form, and I have two other books, you know, they're already in outline form that I want it done, and I want them done by summer. And my husband looks at me and he goes, yeah, no, I think you need to be committed or something. <'Cause you're> just...
Well, you put a lot on yourself having both your books released on March 20th. I mean, that's a lot of work to put on yourself, two books.
It is. But it'll work out when it's all over with. It's just the next couple weeks it'll make me insane.
Okay.
I'll be happy when it's done.
When it's done. Do you have any events coming up to promote your current work or the books that are coming up or anything, either online or in person?
Not in person. Online, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on because, like I said, with the audiobook coming out within the next day or two and the two new releases in the next couple weeks, there's going to be all kinds of tours and events and all kinds of stuff on Facebook. So if people keep an eye on that Facebook page, it's R.M. Alexander Author, after, you know, after the formal Facebook URL. And keep an eye on that page, and there's going to be just a ton of stuff coming up here really quick.
And do you have, after you're done with the craziness, do you have a new project that you're thinking about and that you can talk about?
Well, like I said, there's another romance trilogy coming out. This one's going to be a romantic suspense, and it's going to be we were just talking movies, and that kind of blends in well because one of the main characters is the brother of an A-lister in Hollywood, and the second book is going to be about that A-lister, and I think the third book will be about someone close to them as well. So Hollywood's going to be playing a part in the next series.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've been able to talk. I think you and I talked a little bit about that lifestyle, and I've talked to a few other people who have, you know, somehow in one way or another been close to that lifestyle. So the research part of it has been just amazingly fun. So I'm excited about that. That's the first book is in first draft, and the next two books are in outline form, and we're going to take it and run from there.
I think that we're coming to the end of the show, but it really sounds like it's going to be a fun thing. I mean, I want to talk more about it, but we only got like 4 minutes.
I'll just have to come back.
Yes. Yeah, you have to come back and talk about it because, I mean, I love movies, I love TV, I worked in the industry, and I have friends that are still working in the industry, so to me it's fascinating to coin from our beloved late Vulcan. sorry. I'm very sad about his crossing over, you know. When you have your book set, I'd love to have you back on the show.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, we're almost to the end. Do you have any other little tidbits you want to give the writers out there who are trying to figure out how to start or how to break through?
The starting part is just picking up that pen or sitting down at your computer and not letting all the doubts and the fears and the worries and all that get into your head. And, you know, the breaking through part, the actually publishing part of it, make yourself a network. Get on social media and talk to as many authors as you can. Find a few that are in different stages of their career that you can use as mentors and writing companions and partners in crime.
Help!
Yes, and SOSs.
Well, you always need that. You always need people that are more experienced than you are to go, hey, I'm confused or I don't understand or help, I'm really upset.
Yeah. And you need somebody who's actually starting at the same path you are, because then you have someone to travel along with you, because it can be a lonely journey if you don't have it. You know, and it's really easy to let all those doubts get in your head if you don't have somebody who's at the same stage you are, you know, having those same doubts, and you can say, oh, hey, wait a minute, I'm not alone, and, you know, kind of cheer each other on. So that's
a good
piece of
advice.
Well, I found, I say it only because I have someone like that's how her and I both started. We started as critique partners, and she stepped out into publishing, I think, maybe a few months before I did. So, you know, she is kind of my go-to, but we've been there, you know, we've kind of followed this path, you know, at the same time as each other, and I don't know, I can't speak for her, but I know I don't know what I'd do without her. So, you kind of need that, because otherwise it's really easy to get discouraged when you see other people doing so well and your first book isn't taken off the way you thought it would, or you get that first nasty review and, you know, it can knock you down, not just the peg, but knock you down altogether. If you don't have somebody with you, if you don't have somebody with you cheering you on,
It can totally destroy you. Yeah.
It does. It can.
And the thing is that you don't have... You have to have somebody to talk to, both people that are doing the same thing and just family, because people out there can be really cruel, and they can say nasty, horrible things to you. And you go to the people you trust, you say, is it that bad? Am I wrong? Did I miscalculate completely? And they're like, no, they just have different tastes. You know, you need that soft voice, because... and not everybody's going to like what you do, and there's always going to be somebody who's going to be picking on every single thing you do. I mean, I remember I wrote a fan fiction story and I misspelled a designer's name. It was misspelled in the research I did, and I copied it from that, and I didn't know. And I was, like, devastated, because I try to be so accurate, especially because it was set in a different time period. And she just said, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're doing. And you're like, oh, stab right through the heart. And then when you write a book, it's even a bigger, more public hate fest.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting and it's fun, and then it's also terrifying and brutal all at the same time.
Yeah, you want the reviews and you don't want the reviews.
Yeah, every time I see a new review, I'm like, oh, do I read it? No, probably not.
Yeah, trepidation. Yeah, you just look at it. Yeah, sometimes I don't even read them. I don't even bother.
Yeah, I've had... I don't watch my sales that much, but I do watch my reviews, and I've had to get better about that. I've had to check myself with that a little bit, because the reviews can be, if you let them, the reviews can make you stop writing altogether. And you're never going to make everybody happy, so you're never going to have, you know, not everybody is going to love your book, and that's just the way it is.
That's it. That's what you have to accept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, Robin, we have definitely come to the end. I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you for chatting with Sherry.